When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on with Dan Behrens, the Senior Vice President in the Commercial Real Estate Group at Associated Bank. Dan, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
I want to talk a little bit about the overall health of the local economy and things that are happening in the Loop. And there's some new development. Google is buying the Thompson Center, that kind of stuff. But I want to talk more about the industrial real estate sector and how the vacancy rate has fallen to a new all-time low. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Steve, I mean, we've talked about this for, probably over 2 years now. Industrials has been an absolute killer right now in the market. I mean, buildings are going up at the fastest pace in history, and they're being absorbed at the fastest pace. I mean, you know, it seems like every developer wants to put up a large industrial building, and it's only a matter of time, sometimes before a shovel goes in the ground, do they sign leases. And there's been very little risk if you're an industrial developer. I shouldn't say very little, but, you know, the thought process is either you're going to get a tenant or you're going to get an offer to sell that building even before you have a tenant when it's complete. So the market's been absolutely on fire for the last couple of years. Maybe that fire is starting to dim a little bit. There's been some kind of talk, obviously, with fears of maybe a pending recession. There's been news that Amazon isn't taking as much space as they had. And I heard recently that Amazon, I think over the last 2 years, has absorbed 20% of the entire industrial market across the country. And it's just an astronomical number when you think about it. But with retail online sales maybe starting to slow, maybe Amazon is kind of the bellwether for what's going to happen with the industrial market kind of on a grander scale. But I think what everyone wants now in Chicago and in commercial real estate, probably across the country, is the stabilization, right? I think the 10 to 12% rent increases in industrial, we knew that's not, that's just not a stabilized market. Tenants want stabilization. They want to know that, you know, if they sign a lease, it's not going to be at an astronomical rate or something that they're not going to be able to afford in a couple of years. So I think if the stabilization in the industrial market, maybe that, it's been, demand has far outpaced supply over the last 2 years. Maybe if the supply starts to slow a little bit, obviously people are going to want to still get into that new Class A, high bay buildings. But maybe, if there's less supply or less demand, the rents will start stabilizing, coming down a little bit more to realistic levels. In the Midwest Chicago region, we're not used to 12 and 13% annual increases in base rental rates. On the coast, that's kind of almost a norm now in LA and northern New Jersey and New York, but it's not something that the Chicago or Midwest region is used to.
That's because that's the flip side of the coin. While the sector is really hot and there's the low vacancy rates, the landlords sort of have the upper hand in that case, where they're able to say, hey, listen, you want this space, you're gonna have to pay my rate.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of functional businesses that are coming out of old, obsolete buildings. The main amenity for an industrial building is going to be high ceiling heights. Obviously, they're going to rack these industrial buildings in modern buildings now are anywhere from 32 to 36 to 38 foot clear height ceilings. Whereas, maybe a building that's 15, 20 years old, it's going to have the 18 to 20 foot ceiling height. So it's just not functional anymore. So if you have a 3PL or third-party logistics company or distributors of any kind, they want that high ceiling heights to be able to rack and just take advantage of the cubic footage inside a modern building, which they just don't have the luxury for. And unfortunately now with where we are with supply and demand, they're going to have to pay for that luxury. Can some of them stay in their older buildings? Sure, you know, for the time being. But if they want to expand their business, they're going to have to get into the functional, modern functional buildings. But, you know, like I said, maybe that space, maybe that demand is tempered a little bit if business owners are seeing what could be a potential looming recession.
Let's talk about downtown Chicago for a minute. Google has just done the deal to get the Thompson Center, and they're going to put their big offices, complex there. Talk to us about how significant this is, not only for downtown Chicago, but how this deal is going to shake out.
I think this is hugely significant. It's going to kind of help anchor the loop, which, you know, has really been kind of floating free without any kind of real positive momentum for a couple of years now. Obviously, Google really anchored the West Loop when they moved to Fulton Market, and maybe that's what they can do for the Loop. And, you know, again, I think this theme is stabilization. If Google can help stabilize the Central Loop, you know, I think everybody in Chicago is going to be better off for it. I mean, I think the modern buildings that are going up along Wacker, those are going to be okay. You know, BMO Tower, and you have B of A's building. All of the modern office buildings have moved west towards Wacker and even more towards the West Loop. But you don't really see very many splashes like this, like Google is going to do in the Central Loop anymore. And it's good to see. Frankly, I think it's awesome that they're going to be able to repurpose the Thompson Center, because it's a nice building, and it's something that really gets to the core of what's so special about the Central Loop, and that's the L system. I mean, you know, I think every L line runs adjacent to the Thompson Center, so Google is going to be able to pull talent, young tech talent, from all over the city, because they're going to have that central location with people being able to ride any L line right into the building. So I think that's a very big amenity that you know, maybe lost on people. I mean, obviously the West Loop has a lot of cachet, a lot of positive momentum right now, as does Fulton Market. But there's only two L lines that head west. So I think with the amenities that you have in the Loop, in terms of transportation, people will start to realize that again. And if they can snap up some of these properties for pretty cheap rates, then I think it's going to be even more attractive. And, you know, like I said, I'd be all in favor of, you know, a new kind of renaissance for the Loop.
Yeah, because this is one of the situations where Google has said that they're going to use this entire building. And so they're not just taking some of it, they're taking the whole thing. That's a lot of office. That's a lot of people. And so you have to think, well, if you build it, they will come, meaning other places around will benefit from it. Hotels, restaurants, that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's be honest, they were the catalyst for making Fulton Market what it is today. Google, you know, moving into the old cold storage building, really set off the entire transformation of that neighborhood. And obviously the Central Loop's a little different story. Obviously there's older building, older stock. But if people can follow Google's leadership, follow them in their footsteps and really set off the Loop again, that'd be amazing for the city and for even the ancillary businesses, the restaurants, the hotels, the theaters around there. You know, this is an amazing transaction. If you read about it, developer, they were really doing kind of a property swap with the state of Illinois. So the state of Illinois, which is already in the building, is moving out. They're moving to BMO's old office building, I think on, LaSalle Street. So, you know, it's going to move a lot of employees. There's a lot of moving pieces on this deal, but, it's something that's going to be an enormous win, even for the state of Illinois, or the municipal employees that are leaving the Thompson Center, going to a newer building, and that's going to breathe hopefully a little more life into LaSalle Street, and with the Thompson Center being not too far off LaSalle. LaSalle Street can use some wins. It's been a tough going for the last 24 months in the Central Loop and in LaSalle Street particularly.
Over on the Meg Mile, they could use a couple of wins as well. There's a couple of properties there that have been closed or reshuffled or changed hands. We saw what happened at Water Tower Place, and now the building right across the street is apparently up for sale. Talk to us a little bit about the Mag Mile and these two properties.
Yeah, again, I'm going to go back to the word stabilization. I think the Magnet, you know, North Michigan Avenue needs to stabilize. I think, in my personal opinion, it was over retail. There was just too much retail on the strip. When, you know, if you walked into a mall in Orland Park, Schaumburg, anywhere, you know, in Oak Brook, you were going to see the same shops that you do see on Michigan Avenue. So with the crime on North Michigan Avenue, people thought to themselves, why am I going to go to expose myself on Michigan Avenue if I could be robbed, whatever, have to deal with the crowds, the crime, the hassle of getting downtown parking, when they can go out to Oak Brook and essentially get the same stores, not the same experience, but the same stores. So I think if developers can figure out a way to stabilize Michigan Avenue, and I think that's moving away from traditional retail, certainly multi-story retail, because there's very little interest in having a store on a second or a third or a fourth floor, one of these buildings on North Michigan Avenue, when they're paying a huge amount of rent. I think the Oak Street and the very far northern end of Michigan Avenue is kind of turned into more of a luxury goods destination, but that's not going to be for the masses of people who are walking down Michigan Avenue. I think the city and, like I said, the developers need to figure out a way to maybe repurpose some of this low-story or low-rise retail into maybe something high-rise. You know, the most logical option right now would be some mix of multifamily and or condos. I think hotels will still be a hard sell given the market. And I'm guessing the traffic count on North Michigan Avenue has probably dwindled to what it was in pre-COVID days. But I would think apartments and condos, even the kind of market's not on fire, but you can get a lot of empty nesters who would like being this close to high-end luxury retail and close to the lakefront, I think would make it very attractive for people to look at redeveloping some of these smaller buildings.
Now, let's go back to the Loop for a second, because there are two office buildings that face loan trouble that, you know, the potential default on those loans might add to some of the woes in that area. 216 West Jackson, 19 South LaSalle. Talk to us about how significant those developments are.
You know, this is tough. I mean, you know, these are kind of the Class B, Class C old office buildings that have been office buildings for, I don't know, 100 years. They're smaller floor plates. You know, it's not as friendly for the current modern office. They want larger office plates. Being able to, you know, have an entire called workforce on a single floor is always a large benefit. I think with what's happening in, you know, this part of the Loop, hopefully there, like I said, there's some ripple effects from kind of the Google effect coming in to the Thompson Center that might benefit some of these smaller, older office buildings. But they could also be a good place for redevelopment also. I think people still want to be near the Central Loop. And I think, again, similar to Michigan Avenue, if you can find a developer with some imagination and with some heart to redevelop these buildings, maybe they turn into office. Or, you know, I think this is where people like Sam Zell made their billions, right? I mean, in previous downturns, this is a great opportunity. If you have a deep-pocketed fund or you know, a development partner that wants to come in and could potentially pay pennies on the dollar for possibly the entire building, or maybe kind of bail out the current landlords by buying the majority ownership for a fraction of their previous values, then maybe that patient capital can hold out and wait to see if Google is able to transform the Loop, and maybe they can put some money in, put some amenities into these older buildings to get them a little more functional for the current office environment and current office workers, to make it attractive for people to start coming back downtown now. So there is some light at the end of the tunnel. I think they just need some imagination and obviously some deep pockets to get them to the point where they can either retire their debt or retire a majority of the debt to live to fight another day. and see what kind of redevelopment can occur.
All right, Dan, great conversation as always. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. They can call my office, 312-544-4657, or always email daniel.behrens@associatedbank.com.
All right, Dan, we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.